A mandated written plan for ag facilities to protect employees from COVID-19. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Roger Isom is president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors Association based in Fresno. It's a trade association representing tree nut processors. He explains proposed regulations to protect employees from COVID-19.
So recently, Cal OSHA issued guidance that mandated that facilities that have workers not just implement control measures to protect against COVID-19 and the spread of it, but to have a mandated written plan that lists all those procedures and practices you're putting in place to conduct a risk assessment around your facility.
Isom said you certainly want to protect your employees.
They're valuable. You need them. You don't want to see anybody get sick and, you know, have to leave work. The issue becomes, this was simply guidance, but in there they use the word mandate. And so we've been working here very recently on that plan. At the very same time, Assemblyman Robert Rivas from the Monterey Salinas area introduced legislation that basically took what Cal OSHA has been petitioned to do and made that applicable only to ag, and said all ag places, whether it's farms, hullers, processors, packing houses, whatever, would have to adopt a plan to protect against COVID-19. And failure to do so correctly would be a crime. So it would be criminal penalties, criminal actions could be taken against you for failure to do that.
Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.